This is Rido, and you're listening to The Little Red Riding Hood.
In a retired and pleasant village, there once lived a girl who was one of the prettiest children ever seen. Her mother loved her to excess, and as to her grandmother, she was dotingly fond of her and looked upon her as the delight of her eyes and the comfort of her declining years. The good old dame had a little hood of scarlet velvet made for her darling, which became her so daintily that for miles round she had been nicknamed Little Red Riding Hood. One day when her mother had baked a batch of cakes, she said to Little Red Riding Hood,
"I hear your poor grandma has been ailing, so prithee go and see if she'd be any better, and take her this cake and little pot of butter."
Little Red Riding Hood, who was a willing child and always ready to be useful, put the things into a basket and immediately set off for the village where her grandmother lived, which lay on the other side of a thick wood. As she reached the outskirts of the forest, she met a wolf who would have liked vastly to have devoured her at once had there not been some woodcutters near at hand, whom he feared might kill him in turn. So he sidled up to the little girl and said in as winning a tone as he could assume,
"Good morning, Little Red Riding Hood."
"Good morning, Master Wolf,"
answered she, who had no idea of being afraid of so civil spoken an animal.
"And pray where you may be going so early?"
quoth the wolf.
"I'm going to my grandmother,"
replied Little Red Riding Hood, who thought there could be no harm in telling him.
"And what are you carrying in your basket, my pretty little maid?"
continued the wolf, sniffing its contents.
"Why, a cake and a pot of butter,"
answered simple Little Red Riding Hood,
"because grandmother has been ill."
"And where does poor grandmama live?"
inquired the wolf, in a tone of great interest.
"Down beyond the mill, on the other side of the wood,"
said she.
"Well,"
cried the wolf,
"I don't mind if I go see her too, so I'll take this road and you go through the woods,
and we'll see which of us shall be first."
Now the wily wolf knew well enough that he would be the winner in such a race, for letting alone his 4 feet against poor Little Red Riding Hood's too, he could dash through the underwood and swim across a pond. That would bring him by a very shortcut.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?